Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show, freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And I asked John Wayne to come back on because we did half a show, not even half a show before, and every form of communication between us was blocked. Someone didn't want that info out, but we got in what we need to get in, and we put it up on our social media, and it went out as a partial on our radio and podcast networks. So, nice try, guys, but you didn't stop the truth from coming out. Today, we've got John on to talk about three new issues: FSB memo from Russia concerning Netanyahu's genocidal tricks. And trust me, I favor the descendants of Abraham and Moses, as I'm commanded to as a Christian in the Bible. I do, but the Bible also says the Israeli government after their return would be without spirit, meaning without God. The Israeli people, great. Their government, evil. And the protests in Tel Aviv speak to this. So don't tell me I don't support Israel. I support the Israeli people. I don't support Netanyahu. He's a war criminal, same as our president. And then we'll talk about an F-35 and an interesting development with this. Oh, you have not heard this. And I can't wait for John to unfold this. But first, I need to unfold something else. Do you have a nest egg to protect? Do you have 5,000? Do you have 10,000? Do you have more? Do you have a little less? Doesn't matter. Dodd-Frank 2010 says they can take it from you, can take your retirement. Keep operating capital of the bank. You need to diversify. I've been doing this with Noble Gold, been advertising for 7 years. I've been doing the plan for six. I just did a deal almost a week ago to more balance my portfolio, because I know some of us are going to take hits in some areas. I don't want the catastrophic hit where we lose everything and have a 1929 moment. I can help you avoid that. Noble Gold's the best there is. I put my money where my mouth is because I've been a customer, as I said, for over 6 years. The federal government's going to make me tell you this. There's no guarantees. Of course not. Okay, and past performance can't be indicative of future performance. Okay, we've given the warning, but my actions tell you what I think. 6 years of a consistent customer, and I have complete faith. If you have a nest egg, you need to do this. 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. Or if you want something tonight and you're going to call in tomorrow, simply do Dave Hodges gold.com. DaveHodgesGold.com. Okay, that takes care of our business. On to our real business here of the geopolitical landscape. And oh my goodness, are we in for it? John, welcome to the show. Let's hope we
Thanks for
have
having me, Dave.
smoother sailing than we had before, my friend.
Oh, I
We
hope
had
so. I mean, we ran into a full-on gale, and it was unbearable. I mean, we couldn't communicate for nothing.
I don't mind because we got the word out and people could see how they messed with us, that we're on the money, or why would they be? If we were just nonsense spreaders, they wouldn't mess with us.
No, they wouldn't.
No.
You know, and
So.
two weekends ago on my broadcast, I got knocked off air twice. The one time they did knock me off my stride, but the second time I was able to pick it back up where I left off. But it gets annoying. And the thing is, you know, my goodness, what's going on in the world today? It's extremely, extremely dire, and things are degrading fast geopolitically, nationally, and you mean not only nationally but globally as well. And this here, I want to read this directive from the FSB, the Foreign Intelligence Services of the Russian Federation. And this is, it says here, the headline to the memo here, it says the U.S. sends drug dealers to help the Ukrainian armed forces. This was published 9/4/2024. The Russian Foreign Intelligence Service reports that the United States is resorting to increasingly desperate methods in its attempts to turn the tide in the Ukrainian theater of operations, filling the ranks of the demoralized Ukrainian armed forces with a multinational rabble with a penchant for armed violence, according to information received by the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service. For these purposes, American PMCs, under the leadership of the Drug Enforcement Administration, and the U.S. FBI began to recruit representatives of Mexican and Colombian drug cartels serving sentences in American prisons to participate in the Ukrainian conflict on the side of the degrading Kiev regime. The first batch of thugs is planned to be sent to the combat zone in the summer of this year. The gang will consist of several hundred Mexicans and Colombians if they agree to the business trip. That's in quotations here. They are promised a complete amnesty and the expectation that they will never return back. If the pilot project to respond the ranks of the armed forces of Ukraine with Latin American criminals is successful, then the program for recruiting flayers will be continued and even expanded to include criminals from other countries with a difficult crime situation. At the same time, the recruitment of foreign criminal elements into the ranks of the Ukrainian army is not without problems. Negotiations with drug lords are difficult, without whose blessings not a single bandit would dare to cooperate with the American authorities, fearing for their lives of themselves and their loved ones. Gang leaders are trying to sell their thugs at a higher price, jeopardizing the fulfillment of the American plan. Of course, the prospect of another influx of foreign soldiers of fortune, in quotations, from among serial killers, drug addicts, and rapists to the long-suffering lands of the Russian world is alarming. However, the American plans to gain a tactical advantage on the battlefield in this way are doomed to failure. The Biden administration is actually admitting its impotence and once again demonstrating the inconsistency of the Kiev regime it feeds. The Press Bureau of the Russian Foreign Intelligence Services, dated 9/4/2024.
Interesting. So they're going to put these cartel members on the ground in Ukraine.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's even to the point now where there's all kinds of footage that's come out on YouTube, and I mean, you can find it on other sites of armed mercenaries, actively fighting on the battlefields in Ukraine against the Russians. I saw a video of Colombians here. It was I would say maybe 6 months ago or so, 5 or 6 months ago. Colombians, I mean, all kinds of walks of life are finding their way onto that battlefield. I mean, Dave, World War III has started, and if it can't get any more obvious than what it is now, I mean, where it's headed from here on out, I mean, it's not going to be good. Things are really bad.
Are these all incarcerated cartel members?
That's what this memo leads at. Yes.
I think it's wider than that, and I'll tell you why. I
Well, I
don't
mean,
know. I don't know that
go
this
ahead.
is true. I can't verify what you're reading there, but it makes sense to me. Let me tell you why it makes sense, John. We know that the Eric Holder led the first Fast and Furious, arming the Mexican cartels back in the Obama administration, eventually leading to the resignation of Eric Holder. Okay, that's one. Two, Fast and Furious 2 surfaced about 6 months ago. I covered it, and some of my colleagues covered it in the alternative media, and then the switch got flipped and it went dark. But we know this was going on. We know that American arms manufacturers were told by ATF and FBI, you give us these guns to go south, or we're going to come and find a way to shut your business down. And we covered this extensively. You probably remember that. So do I believe this is probably true? Yeah. Can I close the loop on it? No. But let me tell you, this is a stopgap measure before they draft American kids to go there.
You're absolutely right. You can say, like, you look at it this way. I mean, they've got Wagner too. The Russians have Wagner, which is the same aspect of what this is, But like you said, this is a preamble to move U.S. soldiers into combat. And they've been warning about this for the past couple of months now, about sending our boys over there to die because, Ukraine's our border, right? No, it's not. I mean, this is really dangerous. All of this is going on. I mean, people have no clue. I mean, this makes the Cold War look extremely mild and tame. And, it's got to be stopped. There's got to be somebody with a voice of reason come out of the blue somewhere. I mean, let's pray to God it isn't the Antichrist because they're getting ready to sacrifice the red heifer here, and it was a day or two now. So we have that as well. But, there's got to be somebody that's going to come and sit down and bring these nations together and calm things down.
Let me
I
give you
mean, we
another
are
reason.
literally on the brink of nuclear war.
Yeah, let me give you another reason why I think this is true. Biden's people indirectly are bemoaning the fact that $500 drones from Putin are destroying $10 million tanks from America on the Ukrainian battlefield. And so it makes sense that they're bringing in the cartel. And I got to tell you, it ain't going to just be I think the drugs are secondary. I think they'll try to recruit units from Wagner to desert, become rich on drug dealing. I think that is a possibility. But I will tell you, they're going to try to do low tech counter to the drones, if not drones against drones. I guarantee you. Guarantee you.
Yeah,
This is why I think
these are the
this is
drone
true.
wars.
There's so much circumstantial evidence supporting the logistics and the likelihood of this. I think you're probably right. Putin's winning with the drones right now. We're spending $68 billion to go to Ukraine, thanks to that traitor, the Speaker of the House.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable, but the thing is it's a blank check because the Pentagon's failed the last six audits. We don't know how much money has gone there.
Well, I
We
mean, they're
don't.
just printing it into existence now, Dave. I mean, there's
Yeah.
nothing to back it up. And they're just printing it into existence,
Yeah.
robbing the coffers as much as they can. I mean, Zelensky's got three properties the United States of America has bought him. One in Egypt, one in England, a chateau that was owned by Prince Charles, King Charles, excuse me. And what is it? His Miami beach house.
Yeah, I
So,
hear you. I hear you. So I think this is a way of ramping up the war on a low-tech counter to the Russian drones. That's how I would look at this
Well, I'm going to tell you, I
preliminarily.
mean, that the drones, I mean, you look at the warfare, throughout the 21st century, let's start at World War I with trench warfare, World War II with, I mean, open warfare for the best of what we can understand. And now we're into this unbelievable, I mean, it literally rings true with what Einstein said. I know not what World War III will be fought with, but World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. And, obviously we didn't see the drone aspect. I mean, some of us did. We were talking about this stuff and the possibility and likelihood of it happening in 2012, 2013 and such, and I mean, look at it now. I mean, if you look at some of the footage coming out of the war zone over there, of these drones literally hunting people, hunter killer drones,
Facial
they chase you,
recognition.
they
Facial
explode.
recognition.
Right.
Let me tell you what.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you what I've learned
Good.
about drones
Go
in the
ahead.
Middle East, and I know you've got a story related to this, but John, this is what I've learned. AI is guiding Netanyahu's campaign or guided it versus Gaza. So let me give you an example. You've got Abdul blah 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 Sirari, okay, made up name. He's a Hamas leader, and you have intelligence that he was involved in the raid that Netanyahu let happen, along with Biden. And so you want to kill him. Well, just so happens he's wounded and he's in a hospital. AI is taking out the whole hospital. Now, not only are they taking out the one guy, they want to take out his acquaintances, his family. And so this is why you're seeing schools demolished. If he had kids in that school, gone, but so are the other kids. This is
It's
AI
kind of
doing.
the same.
This is AI doing
Absolutely.
this, and I got this from two people deep enough in the military that I believe what they're telling me.
Well, quite a few years ago, I mean, not that long, but long enough, people won't remember this Project Maven that was being began to be run by Google, and a lot of Google executives stepped down because they, said, "Hey, this goes completely against my moral code." And they were developing a facial recognition target system for just that, drones and AI, driven platforms. This is a fact. Now, I'm going to tell you, the robots that have advanced to the degree now, Boston Dynamics Atlas, what it is now, my God. God forbid ever running to anything like that on a battlefield that wants to kill you. It's unbelievable what they can do.
10 years ago, Boston Dynamics had a robot, set a series of robots that could run up to 30 miles an hour, faster than a bear, and it could bench press the equivalent of 2,000 pounds, and it had facial recognition. They come looking for
That's
you
right.
at your home. I mean, if they come after the alternative media, drones with those capabilities or robots with those capabilities will be how they do it. Okay, I want to transition into your second story.
Okay.
Speaking of
Absolutely.
drones, you've got reports about what Netanyahu's forces are doing with drones against innocents. To talk about what's happening there.
Okay, I'll go ahead and read this. And I come across this, and I haven't heard it spoken of anywhere else. And it kind of seems to me that it was somebody that was just trying to get the message out wherever they could get it out, and it was able to make it out. And so, therefore, here it is. Israeli quadcopters are employing a bizarre new tactic of playing audio recordings of crying infants and women in distress in order to lure Palestinians to locations where they can be targeted. On Sunday and Monday night, residents of the northern parts of Gaza's Nusrat refugee camp woke up to the sounds of babies crying and women calling out for help. When they went outside to locate the source of the cries and provide aid, Israeli quadcopters reportedly opened fire directly at them. Samira Abu al-Lial, a resident of the refugee camp, told Middle East Eye that she heard Israeli quadcopters opening fire during and shortly after playing the recorded sounds, which lasted for several minutes and recurred multiple times on Monday night. Quote, "I heard a woman crying and screaming for help, saying, 'Help me, my son was martyred.' The sounds were coming from the street and they were bizarre," end quote, the 49-year-old said. Quote, "Some men rushed out to the rescue only to be shot by the quadcopters that kept roaming all night long." I'm going to keep rolling here. I've got a couple pages of dialogue here. According to eyewitnesses, at least 7 to 10 people were injured by the quadcopter fire overnight. Residents were unable to help the victims as the quadcopters were firing at anything that moved. However, an ambulance managed to reach the area and transport them to the hospital. At night, the streets are usually empty and men are inside their homes, Liel added. When the quadcopters open fire, they only hit the roofs and streets. They don't find any people to shoot, so they played these sounds because they know the nature of our society. I mean, that's the nature of any human being, to go to the aid of anything of that nature. So they know that the men were going to try to provide help. They wanted them to go out so that they could shoot them, she said. Yesterday and the night before, quadcopter bullets hit our roof, door, and the street in front of our home. But yesterday morning, they fired some kind of explosive bombs with shrapnel that spreads everywhere on our neighborhood, leaving many residents injured. Quadcopters are remote-controlled drones that have been used extensively against Palestinian fighters and civilians in the Gaza Strip since 7 of October. This technology is gradually replacing ground troops, aiding in targeted identification, individual targeting, and secure areas where Israel. Are we still there?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We're
Oh,
good.
we are? Okay.
We're good.
Well, everything just drops, so for whatever reason.
Uh-oh. It's happened again. Unbelievable. We'll see if John can come back in, and I will text him the direction to do so. Try logging back in with the same codes. Wow, that is just amazing here that we're looking at this. You know, drones, and I was going to say this to John, so I'll say it here while we try to get him back. And we're getting him back right now. John, welcome back. You gotta unmute, John. Can't hear. So I'm giving him directions here, asking
There.
him to unmute. Okay, there we go. Good job coming back in. let's hope that
Where
we have
did you lose me?
smooth sailing here. Yeah, I want to bring this second part to a conclusion so we can get part three in. Okay. When I look at the end times prophecies in the Bible, particularly in the book of Revelation, the Bible clearly says that if Jesus didn't return for the second time, there'd be no flesh left alive. That to me
True.
speaks to an AI army. In the modern context today, I don't know if you agree with me or not, but I'm starting to think that. And John, this may be the first part of what we're seeing with the wars are going to be fought with AI. We already talked about Russia taking on American tanks with drones. You're talking about the use of drones here. We talked about drones doing genocide against helpless Palestinian people that may have some remote relationship to a terrorist.
This is Judgment Day Skynet, Dave. This is
Yeah, I
Skynet.
agree. That's a good way to put it. I like that connection there. But I think that this is very, very biblical. Okay,
No, well, I want to add to the biblical
go
aspect of
ahead.
this because it speaks of the nature of some of the beasts that will be released from the bottomless pit, right? And one of them is a locust that is made to sting man to death. Will locusts fly? And they had breastplate of iron. Okay. And they had the face of a man, okay? And they rumbled as if they were chariots as they went through the sky. Think of how these things sound. So you're trying to find what somebody from 2,000 years ago is trying to describe what's happening in our modern day to what they understand for their time being. And this is what we're seeing. We are in the book of Revelations, I believe. Either that, or they're using it as a script to bring about the formation of their new world order or their one world government.
Both.
So,
I think it's both,
yeah,
Jim.
that's absolutely. I mean, and not only that, one world religion, too. I mean, we can't throw that out because that's the main goal that Satan wants to officially, be able to master, which that's not going to happen. We know how the story ends. We know the Alpha and we know the Omega. We know the beginning. We know the end. It's stated in Scripture. So, in the midst of all this, we are in, I'd say, the beginnings of at least maybe tribulations, if anything. We're close within some range to that degree, I believe.
Yeah, my hope, and I said this when I spoke at Hear the Watchman conference in Dallas a couple of weeks ago. I said my hope is that we repent enough that we become the modern day Nineveh, and God spared Nineveh, and then Nineveh went on to prosper. And then I said I think the eclipse was a sign because there were seven towns in America named Nineveh that were in the range of the eclipse. So I thought this might be a divine warning here. Maybe God's telling us to get our act together before He brings down the hammer. And I'm hopeful that we can push the tribulation off to later generations. I don't know that that's going to be possible, but I work to that end. But I think you've got a very valid point. Okay, third on the list here, I find this to be very interesting. You've got a story about an F-35 that was shot down by Russia, but it just wasn't shot down. And
Yeah, well, let's see.
there's more to the story, is what I'm saying.
There's a lot more to this. I don't know the full-on ins and outs. I mean, like I said, this has been heard, is starting to go around in the circles of the real news. I call us, we're not alternative media. We are the real news. We'll cover the real stories and bring it to you, unfiltered and uncut. So what's coming out and going around, I heard this yesterday from a very valid source that I would seriously trust, and then I saw where other people are starting to cover this. And purportedly, an Israeli F-35, F-35s are, they don't give show off radar return, was carrying a nuclear device to bomb Iran in response for Iran's barrage of missiles and rockets and drones. And purportedly, as this F-35 was transiting over Syria, the Russians shot it down on his way to deliver an EMP strike to Iran, an
Oh,
aerial EMP
don't
strike.
gloss over that. Don't gloss over that. EMP strike to Iran would eliminate all weaponry, except for
Unless it was buried deep
conventional
enough
arms.
and
Yeah.
hardened.
Yeah. But I'm talking about ballistic missiles, any nukes that they may have. Uh-oh, John's gone again. He knows the drill. So let me continue with that thought, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue to fight this battle. I don't like him. I don't know why. He's such a nice guy. But anyway, we're still engaged here, and he's back. But it's better than
I'm here. Can you
Operation
hear me?
Nitro Zeus. John, let me pick up on what you just said about EMP, and I want to mention something called Operation Nitro Zeus.
Absolutely.
My broadcast partner in the Doug and Dave Intel Report, Doug Thornton, had me speak to a guy a couple of years ago that was trained in Operation Nitro Zeus. It's a high casualty operation where they bring in special forces. They subjugate the areas around a suspected nuclear plant or nuclear weapon, and then they drop people in, and then they set the charges, set the explosives to detonate, and then they get out. They estimate the casualty rate could be 60 to 70% for Operation Nitro Zeus. I'm not going to give any more info at that because I don't want the knock at the door, if you know what I'm saying. But I
I
did
get you.
have this conversation. It was Doug and this other person. And you never hear about Operation Nitro Zeus in the media. They don't want it known. But this would have been the alternative to Operation Nitro Zeus, which means they believe Iran has nuclear weapons. Why else would you do this? John's gone again. But why else would they do this if they weren't going? Let's put it this way. You want to go high casualty event or detonate a nuke, get an EMP, destroy their nuclear capability in Iran? Okay, to me, that would be the purpose. I see John's back with us. So, John, have you ever heard of Operation Nitro Zeus? Because I don't think we've discussed it.
No, we have never discussed it, and I don't believe I've ever heard of it. But when you were describing this, it made me think of this event that took place in 2000, and well, I think I want to say it was 2019. I may be mistaken. It might have been 2016. But this Black Hawk team of special operations soldiers landing in the middle of Los Angeles and going into a building and having hazmat gear on and purportedly removing some kind of a device or object.
Yeah, I remember this.
I mean, it's just small things like that to throw out because a lot of people, these news stories are memory holed. They're swept under the rug, never to be heard from ever again, or put into a dialogue or context for people to put things together and really look at the big picture.
Yeah, I think you're right on the money. This was quite an act by Russia. If they took down F-35 piloted by Israel, though, correct?
That's I don't know. Like I said, it's up for conjecture at this point. That's as much as I know. These are the words that are starting to come out and go around. This is the case of what had happened, and well, it wasn't
Yeah.
successful for how they'd wanted it to be. Now I want to give another example, Dave, because remember the incident of the Russian submarine that went missing and the whole crew died in the process of whatever their mission was involved in.
Very
You
well.
remember what was stated at their funeral? I believe it was by Vladimir Putin himself, I believe.
I don't recall.
It was stated, he stated that these men died averting a global catastrophe. Whatever that was, we will never know. I mean, as far as we're concerned, but that's what his statement was. And I akin and or attune this, if this is very valid and true about this incident with the F-35 and EMP over Iran. That plan, or I'd call it the Samson option, or whatever the case may be. If that is the case, well, then, you get what I'm saying?
I do. Boy, my head's spinning here. What do you have any idea what the Russian crew could have been negating?
I want to say that it was something to do with pipelines or underground cables or something to that effect. And then we've had all kinds of other really weird incidents, naval incidents lately, right? Ships crashing into each other, a nuclear submarine, an Ohio nuclear submarine running into an underground seamount. That was the word. The damage that I've seen, it looked like it'd been hit by a mine, an underwater sea mine. That's my just visual estimation of what I believe happened
Now,
to
this is
that US sub.
unrelated to the event. Do you remember in the Pacific, not too far from Alaska, in the Aleutian Islands, where reportedly American naval forces fought against the Russian naval forces?
This is supposed to be the same incident where the Russian sub went missing, I believe.
I'll tell you what a reliable source speculated to me, and I want to emphasize speculate. There are stories of pre-Adamic society on the earth that had advanced technology that's biometrically in tune, and they exist under the city of Phoenix, which is why we got the Federal Center. And I'm going to have to do a show on this. I'll have to do a monologue on this at some time. But Vance Davis, formerly the NSA, and I walked downtown and he showed me the what's what and the particulars of this. What I was told was similar type of ancient technology when what was in the ocean was once land-based. They had similar kind of craft down below the surface of the water, and both sides were anxiously trying to retrieve it. Now, here under the city of Phoenix, they have retrieved it, but they can't figure out what how to unlock it because it's biometric, and they haven't learned how to bypass it yet. At least that's the latest word that Vance and I had on this. My mind goes to that because of what I was told, but I want to stress to the audience, it's speculation. But the fact that there isn't pre-Adamic advanced weaponry and recorded by the Hopi. By the way, the Hopis have entered into this discussion about the city of Phoenix. I talked to the grandson of a Hopi elder who's actually a student of mine at one time. And boy, I'll tell you what, it got Vance Davis's attention very quickly. And he told me he called them the Searcherin. And I've never heard that term before or since. But his Hopi elder grandfather actually confirmed this. So I think that that might have been what that was. But anyway, leaving that aside for a future show that I'll explore, we'll do it under hiding in plain sight where I explore anomalies. The
You know,
F-35 taken down, I suspect it was an Israeli pilot because wouldn't that give America 1 degree of separation?
oh my God, I would hate to even begin to imagine what
That's
the
what I
case would
think.
be.
That's what I think happened. And so they're saying, and so the Russians would have had intel about what was coming. Let me ask this. It clearly would have been a tactical nuke. But John, what happened to the nuke?
You know, I've sat here and I've thought about that for the past, I don't know, what, about maybe 24 hours or so. You know, I mean, not the whole time, but I mean, I've thought about that a few different times here off and on over the past day. And, you know, that's a darn good question. So I'm starting to think, well, if a device is in an aircraft, it's got a safety mechanism, right? The device isn't immediately active until it leaves the aircraft. You know, I mean, it could be like the pulling of a pin or the ignition of a fuse that as it, you know, begins to hit, you know, inertial, the inertia of gravity, you know, could trip a fuse in the thing. Now, if it was exploded and it just like, let's say it had a core, I don't know. I mean, maybe the thing, the device was destroyed. Maybe the core just, you know, fell and landed somewhere with the debris. I have no idea. You know, like I said, it's all up for conjecture. It's not making its way out. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, I heard it from somebody, and then I saw somebody else start to begin to report on it. And okay, I'll give him credit. Canadian Prepper on YouTube started to report on it. And, you know, I hadn't said nothing. I don't believe I even said anything on my broadcast last night about it. But, you know, if it's the case, we're in some really, really, really dangerous times with madmen, lunatics with their fingers on the button. You know, from what I gather, one of the whole reasons the United States hasn't done anything dire or extreme yet is because the nuclear codes are locked up in Cheyenne Mountain. And that's what I've heard this, that's what the case is where these things have been for the past 4 years, is locked up in Cheyenne Mountain in NORAD. You know, God forbid anything horrible happen, but we do understand they want to not be able to have this 2024 election, and they're striving for anything and everything they can do to make this happen. You know, to divert the 2024 election. I mean, this incident the other day where this guy lit himself on fire, self-immolation, in front of the Trump trial. I mean, come on. I mean, and this guy was connected to the Democratic Party, and had ties with Bill Clinton. I mean, it's like, what in the MK Ultra is going on, Dave?
It's a good question. I like the way you phrased it. There's clearly mysteries abound. I'm going to have to do a show on the pre-Adamic stuff because the evidence is overwhelming. I'm going to give a
Well,
teaser. John, I'm going to give
King
a
Alt, yeah,
teaser.
go ahead.
When I do the show, I'm going to have to do a visual. If you take the Cydonia region of Mars that NASA never wants to photograph, and you look at what's there, it's 45 degree angles. That's pyramid structure. They say it's lights and shadows. Yeah, not multiple times. And then there's something that looks like the Sphinx. And it's the same location, same latitude and longitude on Mars that it would be on Earth at Giza for the same structures. So the thinking is who built one, built the other. And I think pre-Adamically, we were beginning to explore the stars when something bad happened. And
I believe so.
this is what explains some of these pre-Adamic weapon systems that we're beginning to come across. When you look at the legend of Indiana Jones, that was based on real Nazi folklore and history. They were looking for ancient technology.
That's
But
right. And
when they went
interestingly
into
enough, in
Egypt,
sync.
yeah, they didn't go in
Go ahead.
guns a-blazing. They came in, they went to find technology. So the Indiana Jones folklore kind of took people's attention off it because, oh, that's just Hollywood. No, it was really based on what the Nazis were really trying to do. It's fascinating stuff. I'm going to have to bring Vance Davis into this discussion. It's fascinating. Well, we're just about out of time, but I wanted to get from you how people can follow your great work. You got a radio show I've been privileged to be on, The Unequivocal
Absolutely.
Truth. To tell people how they can listen to it.
Yeah, and Dave, we're going to have to get you back on. I'd like to have you maybe
Absolutely.
on this coming Saturday if that's possible. My broadcast is called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1. Folks, we're in Defense Condition 1. We are at war. Okay, make no mistake about it.
Yeah, no question.
And I broadcast every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Studio A at revolution.radio.
Okay. Say again one more time the listening instructions.
Yes, sir. Revolution.radio is the URL. The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio A.
Absolutely. That's I got to tell you, it's a great show, and I admire your resilience. You got cut off three times, and the show went on.
Yeah.
You did a
All
good
right.
job. I mean,
Thanks, Dave.
that's you're such a good guest because you find a way around the nonsense. This is the second time they messed with us, and I think we got some important stories out. John, thanks so much for joining us. I'll be in touch.
Absolutely. Godspeed, Dave.
You too. I'm going to say something that sounds so absolutely radical that you're going to want to just turn this off, but I think you ought to hear me out on this. I almost believe it makes no difference now if the Democrats totally take over every aspect of government, because in effect, they have. And we have one piece of leverage left, and I don't think it's a good chance, but it's the only chance we have. We have to go after the removal of Mike Johnson, both with Democrats and Republicans. And if the country rose as one, or even just 25% of the country rose as one, we could accomplish this. And we could set their plans for total takeover back, because Mike Johnson just furthered the cause of Democratic takeover in this country, communist Bolshevik takeover. Total ignoring the public will. It's over, folks. It's over, and we have one piece of leverage left. And honestly, the way things are today, it doesn't matter what, if it's an R or a D. It doesn't matter. I mean, Johnson's proven himself be a triple D. I'm making reference to Democratic Party. Marjorie Taylor Greene has laid out four convincing reasons why Mike Johnson needs to be removed. She's right. I have a couple of more I'd like to add to what she has said. Actually, I'll probably just limit it to one because I can combine them. And these could be a rallying cry for something simple that you can do that I'll impart upon you at the end of this broadcast. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And, sometimes I feel like I'm an old style Democrat. Although I'll tell you, I would have voted for John Kennedy in 1960 if had I been able to vote. I would have. I'd sure as hell vote for him today. He'd be a moderate Republican. We're brought to you by a product that is Democratic, old style Democrat. This is a device that straightens out negative electricity. Just plug it into the wall, does the rest. It's easy. It's provable. It works. It works all the time. And what it does is it will lower your utility bill. Now, why? Because you get electrical spikes coming into your home or your business, and these spikes are the result of negative electricity. This takes care of that. Now you're thinking, well, why doesn't the power company do something about it? Regulatory. They're all captured operations people. They all work for their little donor class. And that's it. So we have to take matters into our own hands. They'd love to outlaw these. Enforcement would be unbelievably difficult, though. This device is inexpensive at 66% off. It's guaranteed. It works. Your utility bills will go down. And right now, 30% of the country can't afford to pay their utility bill. This is a good option right here. I'd suggest you do it. Don'twastepower.com is where you go. Don'twastepower.com. And it works. Simple. Simplest device out there. With 30% of us not being able to pay our utility bills, this is an option. With seniors on fixed income, this is an option. Okay. Marjorie Taylor Greene calls for the removal of Mike Johnson because he's provided no border security. Absolutely correct. Could have held the entire budget hostage for border security measures. But the rhinos came out in force to vote with the Democrats. Okay? She's right. And all of these cretins, all of these immoral politicians are saying, we don't care how many migrant women get raped. Do you hear that, Joe Biden, that you say that these people need to be protected. They have dignity. They have so much dignity that you allow the cartel to rape just about every single woman they bring across the border with their little bracelets on showing how much they owe. That okay? Yeah. And then we have the fentanyl killing 100,000 Americans, communist Chinese weapon distributed by the cartels. And then we have the drugs crossing over, wrecking lives in this country. There's basically no drug enforcement anymore. They had to just disband the DEA and send everybody home. Well, I'm not saying there's not good men and women working in the DEA, but they're a captured operation as well. And what else is going on there? Well, the terrorists coming through, the Chinese troops I showed you again for the third time that are here, waiting for a Tet Offensive with massive infrastructure takedown. By the way, I'm not out in left field on this. Some people say, oh, there goes the conspiracy theorist again. Oh, no. In the last 3 days, the CIA said there are forces planning to take the grid down. The FBI said there's forces planning to take the infrastructure down. Well, that's from the government, people. No, I don't work with those people. I don't think I have the same intel that they do, but I've been told quite clearly what's coming. But I've been predicting this for over a decade. And thank you to my friend John Moore on his show, where he publicly has given me credit for this. And he's kind of started using the terminology that I began to apply called Tet Offensive. That's right. That's what we're going to get. But that's okay with people, isn't it? Yeah. Marjorie Taylor Greene doesn't quite hit that. with the border security. But I get what she's saying, and she hits some of the high points. Okay, also too, she talked about the fact that he capitulated to Jeffries and Biden. He did. Mike Johnson did capitulate. I would add this though. Okay, here's my corollary to what Marjorie Taylor Greene said. Not only did he capitulate to those two, he did the about face when absolute rhino establishment deep state purveyor Paul Ryan, who by the way is on the Fox Corporation board. Bye bye, Tucker. Anyway, Paul Ryan visited Mike Johnson, and he's been scared of his shadow ever since. Then there's the FISA, 702, Section 702. We can spy on you no matter what. And I said this yesterday. Show me the man, and I'll arrange the circumstances, and I'll show you the crime that we'll make up to fit him. If they can get in and spy on you on all your devices, can they implant fake evidence to get you to? Yeah, of course they can. And then, of course, there's the DOJ. The DOJ terrorizing America, who dares to oppose CRT in the schools, pornographic books in the schools, unisex bathrooms where girls get raped in Virginia and other places too that has been covered. Yeah, the DOJ. Yeah. Want to defund the DOJ. Good job, Marjorie. I agree with you on that. I would add this, though, okay? Not only did this miscreant, Mike Johnson, capitulate to the people that we mentioned, she's also capitulated to the Clinton people that have now been placed in advisory positions under Mike Johnson, such as Shaw. They're for censorship, but they also support the Clintons. Oh, gee, what did I say? What did I say? Kamala, bye-bye, Washington Post editorial saying that these guys want her out. And we said there's been a change in the puppeteers behind Biden. I covered that yesterday. You can go look that up. And I mentioned the people and what they're into. She didn't mention that. You're really, when you support Mike Johnson, you're supporting the fact that Biden will appoint Hillary, resign President Hillary. If we don't oppose Mike Johnson, we are supporting a Hillary Clinton presidency. And Marjorie Taylor Greene didn't go there. Maybe she doesn't know about the advisors, but this is out there. I published it, I spoke about it, and I know there's other people that are on this too. So I think she should know. So those are the reasons Marjorie Taylor Greene had. I've added a few of my own. Now here's our leverage. This is what I promised you I would leave you with. I'm going to ask you to do something you have no faith in as a group. You write your email. Don't waste a phone call. Put it in writing. You write the email. Mike Johnson gone. And if you have a Democrat representative, write to them too. We will vote for your opponent. We don't care if they're a Democrat. We don't care what they are. We don't care if they're Attila the Hun. We will vote for your opponent in the general election if you do not get Mike Johnson out. And forget Hakeem Jeffries. And have you wondered too why so many Republicans are resigning and no Democrats? I'm going to take a longer look at that. I have my suspicions, but that's something to consider. But anyway, if you do your civic duty one time, and enough of you do it, and you are sharing this far and wide, if you'll do this, you may actually get some leverage on this. We may actually get a new speaker, and you go, well, we run the risk. It'll be Hakeem Jeffries. I agree. I don't think the risk is 50%, but I agree it's a risk. I don't think you're any worse off. Mike Johnson did nothing about the border. He said he'll fund nothing that the Democrats want until they take care of border security. Did he not say that? Yeah. And he's done the opposite. Nothing for border security. Nothing to protect the migrants or the citizens of this country. Nothing. So tell me how we're worse off with Hakeem Obama 2.0 Jeffries or having the clown we have. I don't think you got much to lose. I hope you take it seriously. Toss them all would have worked in the primary. Okay. This is chance number two and probably our last chance. And do I think this is going to work? I don't think we'll get enough people to do it. But let's give ourselves the chance by promoting it. We'll see you back here next time. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We always ask you to share our work. For some reason, we're not getting quite the traction on Rumble that I really anticipated. I think it's a great platform. I see a lot of other good work on there, and I kind of see the same results. And I think that because Rumble is not censored, it should have more people here than we have on YouTube, except for the crazies. Anyway, let's help Rumble out. Let's share this far and wide. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. I'm just going to say this. Leave your money in the bank, lose it. Dodd-Frank 2010, they can take it. You're an unsecured creditor. And as the banks begin to fail in ever greater numbers, they will eventually start taking your money, your retirement, anything that's connected to the bank, they can take and soften their fall. Let Noble Gold help you. I just did a deal with Noble Gold again 6 days ago. To balance my portfolio a little bit more. And I've been a customer for six after advertising for seven. I would strongly recommend that you do this and you do it quickly. Let me give you a phone number to call. 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. If you have a nest egg to protect, you need to call 877-646-5347. Tell them I told you to call and I wouldn't waste any time. Tomorrow will work just fine. By the way, I should mention this. The FTC wants me to tell you there's never any guarantees when it comes to money and stuff like that. Okay, we agree with that. No guarantees. And also, too, past performance can't be construed with future expectations. We agree with that, too. Although there's a reason why I have been customer for 6 years. Okay, so I speak with my personal endorsement. I let my actions do my talking here. All right, let's get down to something very serious. I'm going to reopen an old issue because there's a new fact that supports my original conclusion. RFK will not get to the election. He's going to suffer the RFK Jr. will suffer the same fate as RFK Sr. Bobby was killed. Bobby was killed because he would have been the Democratic nominee. He would have been the Democratic nominee. So, what does that tell you? Why have I repeatedly said RFK will be killed? Well, there's one big reason out there right now. DHS is responsible for the approval of Secret Service protection for a presidential candidate. RFK more than meets the burden. By the way, they're trying to get rid of protection for Trump. I don't know if you heard that or not. I'm still looking into that, but there's smoke to that fire. But anyway, what they want to do is they are totally denying Secret Service protection. RFK has already been the attempted on his life twice with infiltrators, right? That his own personal security caught. That should have been enough to trigger Mayorkas, the traitor that he is, to move and to protect this presidential candidate. But I'm going to tell you why they won't. There's a new fact that has emerged that's huge. Biden has had a huge advantage in the 18 to 29-year-old voting bloc. Upwards of 75-80% of the people. Those numbers have shrunk significantly from 50 to 37%. Even the younger people are becoming disillusioned with not having anything, having no future. Paying up the rear end through gasoline for gasoline and knowing that he wants to get rid of the cars and all the nonsense with that. Now, you're saying, okay, so Dave, tie this into RFK. I'll be happy to. When a third party candidate is introduced on the Democratic side, when that happens, the numbers shrink to 6%. 6%. That's a 7% flip on top of the already loss of 25% in this voting bloc. And given the deep state's history, do you think RFK Jr. is in more danger today than he was when I first made the prediction? Well, of course he is. Of course he is. People say, why doesn't he make Trump the VP? He's more valuable to Trump where he's at pulling votes away from Biden until, boom, lights out, game over. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time.